for all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonel Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them firework. Make them go.
Following each Colonel Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Baby, you're a firework.
Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonel Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, as well as streaming live on MILB TV. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here tonight. Game 5 of a 6-game series here this evening. The Colonels at 43-24. The West Michigan Whitecaps at 32-35. Last night, four Cedar Rapids Colonels provided multi-hit nights in a roller coaster 10-8 loss to the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Friday night thriller featured six lead changes as Alaric Soleri, Christian Encarnacion Strand, Will Holland, and Wander Javier each had a pair of hits to lead the Colonels lineup to 12 knocks. In fact, in that ballgame yesterday, a season-high 24 hits between the Colonels and the Whitecaps. That's the most combined hits that we've seen in a single Colonels game here in 2022. That Colonels bullpen faltering late, though, last night. And they have faltered in their last two games, losing leads in the eighth inning or later in back-to-back ball games. Both games 3 and 4 of this series, the Colonels were leading in the eighth inning or later, going on to lose both those ball games here at home to the West Michigan Whitecaps. The bullpen has allowed 19 hits over 15 and a third innings of work here in the series, pitching to a 4.11 ERA with 7 earned runs allowed over those 15 and a third innings. At the plate, the Colonels have gone just 7 for 37. That's a 189 batting average with runners in scoring position, including an abysmal 4 for 28. That's a 143 mark in their last two losses. West Michigan hasn't fared much better with runners out there. They've gone just 8 for 37. That's a 216 batting average with runners in scoring position in this series. Now, in comparison, this season the Colonels are hitting as a team 251 with runners in scoring position. And as that statistic typically goes, you're led by a few different hitters who tend to have a lot of success with runners out there. One of those hitters who has been really swinging the stick well, of course, Christian Encarnacion Strand. With runners in scoring position, Christian has homered 7 times. He's batting .338 with an OPS over 1,100. Quietly, Cedar Rapids catcher Charles Mack has thrived with runners in scoring position. He's batting .320 with an OPS 50 points of north of 1,000. Mack is back in the lineup today for the Colonels, and he figures to be in a pretty good spot with runners potentially being out there in front of him, batting ninth in the order today that features Holland and Noisy ahead of him. Of course, that full starting lineup coming to you in just a bit here on the lineup card portion of our leadoff show. But Cedar Rapids certainly needs to find a way to cash in on those opportunities here today with runners on base. They likely will see some traffic out there. The right-hander on the mound for the West Michigan Whitecaps, Dylan Smith, has had some bouts at times with allowing quite a few runners on base. In fact, over his last 3 outings, the right-hander Smith has surrendered 19 hits over 9 innings of work. The right-hander struggled to limit contact in those last 3 outings. Here in the month of June, he is 2-0, but over 14 total innings, he surrendered 25 hits, 14 earned runs over those 14 innings for an ERA of 9.00. He's allowed 3 homers this month, including 1 in his last outing in Peoria back on June 19th. He'll be opposed today by the Colonels' right-hander, Sean Mooney. We'll talk a little bit more about Sean Mooney when we come back here on the Colonels' leadoff show, Cedar Rapids in West Michigan, Game 5 here of a 6-game set, coming to you in just a bit.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the West Michigan Whitecaps are about 10 minutes away from first pitch here this evening on a gorgeous Saturday night. Sean Mooney is on the mound here today for Cedar Rapids, and what an intriguing story it has been to watch his growth as a pitcher throughout the 2022 campaign. Mooney entering the year, coming off of a season last year in his debut campaign across 2 levels. Mooney, a 2.79 ERA. He struck out 71, but walked 23 over 42 innings of work. He only allowed 22 hits. Mooney, a tremendous debut last season. But, of course, you saw those bouts with control that he has had throughout his career at the professional level ever since moving that arm slot down to the lower three quarters delivery from the more up over the top motion that he featured in college. This season in year 2 of the Sean Mooney throwing low three quarters project, Mooney has been very promising. Some really nice numbers for him here in 2022. 10 appearances with 8 starts. A 2.40 ERA for Sean Mooney. He's worked 41 in the third innings, 55 strikeouts to 22 walks, allowing just 29 hits this season. Mooney had struggled a little bit in his final start before being moved to the pen back on May 29th against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He allowed 4 hits and walked 4, surrendering 3 runs, all of them earned, over 2 1/3 innings. Cedar Rapids moved Mooney to the bullpen to piggyback behind Aaron Rozek going into the June 5th Aaron Rozek outing. And heading into that outing, Sean Mooney decided to start utilizing that shorter slider that he's been developing this season. We had seen it at times, but he hadn't really gone full bore with it, fully inserting it into that arsenal until that outing at Lansing. And boy, did he respond well, adding that shorter slider that he could throw for strikes. He ended up going four innings of hitless baseball, allowing just one base runner on a walk and striking out a career-best 10 batters, tying a career high with those 10 punchouts back on June 5th. He was solid as well on June 11th, piggybacking Rozek again in South Bend, although he threw one mistake pitch, allowing a go-ahead three-run home run in the sixth inning. Once Sawyer Gibson Long was promoted going into that Dayton series, Sean Mooney was reinserted into that Colonel's starting rotation, and Mooney responded very well. He took his sixth no decision of the season against Dayton back on June 19th, but he did work five innings of two-run baseball, allowing five hits and walking two. He struck out six and piled up 19 swinging strikes on 74 pitches, a very nice mark for a right-hander who certainly does a good job of inducing plenty of whiffs and plenty of weak contact. Sean Mooney on the mound here today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is time to take a look at your lineup cards. When we return, we'll be back in just a bit with those lineup cards here tonight. The Colonels and the Whitecaps getting ready to go in Game 5.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
It's time to take a look at your starting lineups tonight here on the Colonels Baseball Network. First off, for the West Michigan Whitecaps, leading off in left field will be Daniel Cabrera with Trey Cruz batting second at shortstop. Josh Crouch moves up to the three-hole today. No Eliezer Alfonso this evening. Crouch will bat third behind the plate with Bryant Packard in right. Austin Murr hits fifth at first with Ben Malgeri in center. Carlos Mendoza will bat seventh at third base. Cooper Johnson makes his series debut, batting eighth as the designated hitter. And Jose King will round out the starting lineup at second base. Again, for the West Michigan Whitecaps, Cabrera, Cruz, Crouch, Packard, Murr, Malgeri, Mendoza, Johnson, and King. That's the West Michigan Whitecaps starting lineup here this evening. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, leading off in left field will be Alaric Soleri with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Seth Gray bats third today at first base. Junior Severino at second, cleaning up with Kyler Fedko in right and Wander Javier at short. Will Holland is in center field. Dylan Noisy DHs, and Charles Mack is behind the plate, rounding out that starting nine for CR. Again, one more time for the Colonels. Soleri, Encarnacion, Strand, Gray, Severino, Fedko, Javier, Holland, Noisy, and Mack. Cedar Rapids Colonels enter play here today, standing with the best record in the Midwest League at 43-24. The West Michigan Whitecaps at 32-35. No Aaron Sabato in the lineup today for Cedar Rapids. He's still out with an illness, so Sabato will not be available today for the Colonels. They have a couple of players who won't be available today either. Kenny Taylor injured his hamstring yesterday. He'll get a couple of days to rest that hamstring. We saw him in the dugout stretching it out, and he will be out for at least a day or two here for Cedar Rapids. And Frank Nigro not with a club here tonight as well. So that means just one player actually available on the bench for Cedar Rapids, that being Pat Winkle, who is a catcher. So in the event that the Colonels have an injury, we don't really know what's going to happen in terms of who goes where, but we're certain that Brian Dinkelman will be able to mix and match the pieces the way that he needs to best. Cedar Rapids and West Michigan just a few minutes away from getting underway here in Cedar Rapids. Certainly a fun pitching matchup here today. Sean Mooney has been very good this season for the Colonels. He's shown plenty of swing and miss stuff. had 19 swinging strikes in his last outing on 74 pitches. See how he matches up here today against a West Michigan team that has not been very willing to chase, a team that has shown some pretty good discipline. See how that strike-throwing, that swing-inducing right-hander, Sean Mooney, will work against this West Michigan lineup. And for Dylan Smith, his June struggles have certainly befouled him here in the month. Over his last three starts, he's worked 8 innings, and he's allowed 19 hits in those 8 innings of work. Dylan Smith looks to right the ship. Sean Mooney looks to right the Colonel ship as they've lost back-to-back games. We'll be back in just a bit. Cedar Rapids and West Michigan first pitch when we return right here in Cedar Rapids. You're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonel Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonel Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got 4 amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a gorgeous evening here at Perfect Game Field. We're live from Veterans Memorial Stadium as the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 43-24 on the 2022 campaign, go to battle with the West Michigan Whitecaps, 32-35. Here 2022. Sean Mooney on the bump here today for Cedar Rapids. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Here's the starting lineup that West Michigan will trot out there against the Colonels right-hander. Leading off and left is Daniel Cabrera with Trey Cruz at short and Josh Crouch behind the plate. Bryant Packard will clean up in right with Austin Murr at first. Ben Malgeri is in center. Carlos Mendoza at third. Cooper Johnson DHs and Jose King is at second. Sean Mooney this season 2-2 in ten appearances with eight starts. 41 and a third innings, a 2.40 ERA. Mooney has struck out 55 batters while walking 22. The left-handed hitting Daniel Cabrera steps in. Glenn Meyerhofer calling balls and strikes. Kyle Stutz over at first, manning the base paths. There's a play ball sign. Sean Mooney and the Colonels wearing their home whites, the navy blue caps, the navy blue tops and gray pants combo for West Michigan. Play ball sign is given. The first pitch fouled off towards the hot corner grill as we're underway here on a very gorgeous night in Cedar Rapids. Thunderstorms late last evening rolling into this morning. They've moved past us. Now plenty of blue out there in the sky right at 79 degrees. 0-1 topped foul, now 0-2. Quickly here on Daniel Cabrera. A good change up there from Sean Mooney at 84. Sean features a four-seam fastball, a slider that he'll use two different actions on. Sweepy slider and a short binding one, along with that changeup. The 0-2 tapped foul. Another change piece there at 85 from Sean Mooney. Colonels using their home whites a bit more this series, looking awfully sharp. White tops with the green Colonels emblazoned across the chest. No balls, two strikes again here from Sean Mooney. Fisted foul off towards our left. That'll head out towards section 115. No balls and two strikes to count. From Sean Mooney to Daniel Cabrera, fittingly leading off on Daniel Tiger night. Daniel Cabrera played for the LSU Tigers back in college. The 0-2 wail downstairs. Had a change up there at 86. Now 1-2 on Daniel Cabrera. Plenty of younger fans in attendance today, excited to see their good friend Daniel Tiger on the concourse. Sean Mooney looking to put away this Tiger named Daniel. Right-hander kicks and goes. Waved on and fouled again. That was that shorter slide piece at 85 for Mooney. Kind of tunneling that change-up slider combo here on Daniel Cabrera. Cabrera started the year in Double-A. Had some struggles there. Came back down to West Michigan here at the high A level. And he's hit very well, batting 341 here. Lays off the fastball up and away at 93. Now the count running even at 2-2. Sean Mooney picked up plenty of swing and miss in his last outing. 19 whiffs on 74 pitches. The 2-2. Sit down. He gets him on the fastball there at 93. Cabrera strikes out swinging. There's the first down here, the first inning. Now Trey Cruz will bat, the switch hitter, striding over to the left side of the plate. Cruz 3-for-17 in the series. 9 doubles on the season, 1 triple, 4 home runs. 28 runs batted in for the switch inning, Trey Cruz. Mooney rocks and goes. There is ball one off the plate here on Cruz. Cedar Rapids Colonels have lost back-to-back games at home just 4 times this season. 1-0, called strike one. 93 on the outside corner there on Cruz. They have not lost more than 2 games in a row at home, though, here in 2022. They're hoping to keep that stretch alive here today. 1-1, big wave and a miss. A good changeup there by Mooney. Sean features a rather unconventional arm slot. It's rather low for that three-quarters delivery. Not quite sidearm, but also really not quite low three-quarters either. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Down goes Cruz, striking out on the changeup. 2 down here in the first inning for Sean Mooney. 2 strikeouts open up his day. And that will bring up Josh Crouch. Mooney had plenty of swing and miss in his first relief outing of the year, piggybacking Aaron Rozak on June 5th out in Lansing. And boy, what an outing that was. Sean struck out 8 of the first 9 batters he faced and retired all but one, striking out 10 over 4 innings of work. This ball 1 inside. Slider there for Mooney, missing perhaps a touch low on the right-handed hitting Josh Crouch. Sporting a 303 average with West Michigan, Crouch has driven in 20. Six doubles, four home runs for the former UCF catcher. Check swing and a foul ball. Now one ball and one strike here on the backstop for West Michigan. No Alfonso in the lineup today. He'll get a night off. One ball, one strike, Mooney. Looking in here on Crown. Gets a sign he wants from Mack, and here comes the 1-1. Called strike two. 94, painting the inside corner there for Mooney. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the first. Crouch will call time. Defensively for the Colonels in the outfield, left to right, Soleri, Holland, and Fenko. Encarnacion Strand at third, Gray at first. Javier and Severino up the middle at short and second with Charles Mack handling the right-hander, Sean Mooney. 1-2 on the way, poked down the right field line. This will float foul down into the plaza. Plenty of strikes here early for Sean Mooney. 16 pitches, 12 of them in the zone for strikes. Mooney at the ready, 1-2 here on Josh Crouch. Sit down, brings him to a knee on the slider, and we'll move along to the home half of one. Sean Mooney punches out the side, and we'll be back in just a bit. Colonels starting lineup when we return right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he feels, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Soleri will lead things off for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the first inning. He leans off in left field with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third and Seth Gray at first. Junior Severino batting cleanup here today at second with Kyler Fedko in right and Wander Javier at short. Will Holland is in center. Dylan Noisy, DHs, and Charles Mack behind the plate rounding out that starting nine. Colonels are facing the right-hander Dylan Smith out of the University of Alabama. Smith this season 6-4 with a 4.25 ERA. Smith has made 13 appearances with 12 starts, 53 innings. He has 49 strikeouts to 11 walks. Smith will certainly be in and around the zone quite a bit here against Cedar Rapids, although those strike-throwing tendencies have come back to bite him a little bit over his last three outings. Dylan Smith has surrendered 19 hits in his last three starts. He's completed five innings just once in those three. Alaric Soleri will dig in the first offering from Dylan Smith. Swung on and fouled off the catcher, Josh Crouch. No balls and a strike here to Al. Last outing for Dylan Smith, he went five innings of six-hit baseball, allowing just two earned runs in Peoria to earn his sixth win of the season. 0-1. Check swing and a foul ball. Tapped towards Jairo Rodriguez over in the Colonels' first base coach's box. Jairo will scoop it up and send it into the crowd. Soleri had a couple of hits yesterday, including a leadoff home run. No balls and two strikes here on Al. Just missing off the outside corner there and a slider at 85. Now 1-2 from the right-hander Dylan Smith. 6'2", 180 pounds, a third-round pick in last year's draft out of the University of Alabama. 182. Big wave and a miss. Good fastball inner half at 95. Solari strikes out for the first out here, the first inning. And now Christian Encarnacion Strand. Man who really needs no introduction. 64 games played for Christian. He homered yesterday. Encarnacion Strand batting 292, 20 doubles, 3 triples, 15 home runs. He's driven in 57 runs. Strike one on the outside corner to Encarnacion Strand. No balls and one strike. Christian, the fourth round pick for the Minnesota Twins last season. Big cut and a miss at a slider, now quickly 0-2. Dylan Smith sequencing Encarnacion Strand well, getting him to chase that slider. No balls and two strikes on the way. Wave and a miss. A strikeout here on three pitches for Dylan Smith, putting away Encarnacion Strand quickly in the first. And now Seth Gray will bat. Gray in the three-hole today for Cedar Rapids. In the series, 4 hits and 15 at-bats. Gray has driven in 3 against West Michigan. Very productive homestand for Seth. 7 for 30. He's driven in 6 runs and scored 6 times. Fouls the first pitch back into the sweets to our left. 0-1. Here from Dylan Smith to Seth Gray. 8 pitches, 7 of them for strikes. Here from the right-hander Dylan Smith. 2 strikeouts here early for the right-hander. Putting away the first two men he has faced on strikes. There's ball one high and outside at 95. Smith looking on in here. One ball and a strike on the way to Seth. Lined up the middle and through for a base hit. Seth Gray is aboard, taking a changeup right back up the middle for a 2-out single. Colonels have the game's first base runner. Defensively today for West Michigan in the outfield, left to right, Cabrera, Malgeri, Packard. Mendoza at third with Murr at first. Cruz and King up the middle at short and second. And Josh Crouch will do the catching today. Handling the right-hander, Dylan Smith. Junior Severino digs in for Cedar Rapids. They're switch-hitting second baseman. Dylan Smith here with a glove at the belt. Rocks and goes. Down and in, 1-0 here on Junior. For Seth Gray, that base hit extends his hitting streak to 4 games. It's one shy of his season high. Also now 5 for 16 in the series. Good leadoff of first. Seth with 7 stolen bases this year. 1-0, laced foul, straight back by Junior. Severino from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 22 years old. Entered the season ranked number 33 in the Minnesota Twins system by Baseball America. One ball and one strike here from Dylan Smith. Off the plate. Good take by Junior there. The fastball at 92. Severino here in the series against West Michigan. 2 for 8 with a run scored in a double. He's driven in 8 on the homestand. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well off the plate. Fastball there at 94 as the count runs to 3-1. Dylan Smith working from the stretch here on Junior Severino. 3 balls and 1 strike with Seth Gray off of first. Right-hander rocks and goes. Junior sends a ball into the air left side. Slicing foul. Now towards the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion, and that'll bounce off the canopy or landing out towards the food tent. And in the far left field corner. Payoff pitch now coming in here on Junior. 16 pitches in for Dylan Smith. This will be number 16. They won't hold on Gray as he'll be moving on the 3-2. The pitch missing high and inside for ball 4. Severino drawing a 2-out walk. The Colonels are threatening. 2 men on base for Kyler Fenko with 2 away here in the home half of the first. Kyler Fenko has been a pretty important piece of this Colonels lineup since joining the team on May 12th. Fenko across 59 games this season, 11 doubles, 2 triples, 6 homers, driven in 30 runs. Gray out at second, Severino at first, time is called prior to this first offering from Dylan Smith. Fenko, that closed off stance, not held above his right shoulder. Fenko takes a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Gray on second, Seve on first. Fenko digging in here for Cedar Rapids as time is called. Kyler calling time before digging in. No balls and a strike. Dylan Smith letting that right arm dangle to his side as he leans on in to get the sign from Crouch. No balls and a strike. Outside, now 1-1. Kyler Fenko, and now it looks like there's something down on the left field side in foul territory. Looks like maybe a tennis ball or something came in from the lawn, out down that left field line. Third baseman Carlos Mendoza out to grab that. He'll send it back into the lawn. One ball and one strike. Dylan Smith here on the way to Kyler Fenko. The righty kicks and goes. Fenko lifts the ball out towards right field. Packard moving back. He lays out and can't pull it in. That ball will roll to the wall. Gray scores. Seve around third. He will score. Kyler Fenko is standing at third with a 2-run triple. The Kyler Fenko experience makes a statement early here in Cedar Rapids. A 2-run triple out to deep right field off the bat of Kyler Fenko. And it's 2-0 Colonels. Packard racing after that baseball. He laid out to try and reel it in. No such luck as Fenko has his third triple of the season. RBI number 31 in 32. A man 90 feet away for Wander Javier as the Colonels will look to add some more to this lead. 2-0 Cedar Rapids on the back of that Kyler Fenko 2-run triple, and a good sign as well for the Colonels lineup. They had struggled their last two games with runners in scoring position. Right on cue, their first at bat with men out there. They get a base hit. The last two games, the Colonels had gone 4-for-28. That's a .143 batting average with runners in scoring position. Tonight, they're 1-for-1 to start things out as Wander Javier will step in. Kyler Fenko off of third after a 2-run triple. Smith rocks and goes. Called strike one on the inside corner. Good slider there from the right-hander Smith. 2 runs on 2 hits for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of one. The 0-1 on the way to Winder. Javier tracks a slider outside, now 1-1. Wander Javier has been swinging it very well. 12 for his last 36. 1-1. Now Wander takes the ball out towards center. Mount Jerry moving back. Looks like he is a read, and he'll make the squeeze in deep right center for out number 3. The Colonels get a couple on a Kyler Fenko 2-run triple. 2-0 Cedar Rapids as we move to the second.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more,
While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
About as good of a start as you can draw it up for Cedar Rapids. Sean Mooney strikes it out the side in the first. Then a two-run Kyler Fedko triple gives the Colonels a 2-0 lead. As we head to the top half of two, Bryant Packard stepping in to face the right-hander Sean Mooney. First pitch slider, pardon, changeup just down and in. There from Mooney at 83, 1-0 on Bryant Packard. Packard has driven in 20 this year, 8 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs. Called strike one on the outside corner. Mooney coming right back with that changeup. Plenty of changeups early. Here for Sean Mooney, we've seen him mix in all 4 offerings. One ball and a strike, Packard flips it foul, now 1-2. In total, 6 batters will hit from the left side of the plate today against Sean Mooney, including the switch hitting Trey Cruz. So seeing a lot of changeups today certainly will make quite a bit of sense. Mooney likes using that change piece against left-handed hitters. One ball and 2 strikes. Mooney at the ready. He'll rock and go. Fouled straight back. And a nice bare hand play made there in the on-deck circle by Austin Murr. Bounced off the netting to Murr on a hop. One ball and 2 strikes. Sean Mooney again ready to go here on Bryant Packard. Bounced foul up towards the Colonel's bullpen. Really gorgeous night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Just a few clouds well off down the right field line. Plenty of blue out there in the sky. A great crowd here on a Saturday night. Post-game fireworks tonight, presented by Collins Aerospace. One ball and 2 strikes here from Mooney. Tap towards the left side. Here comes Wander. He'll glove and fire on to first in time for out number 1. Sean Mooney retires. Bryant Packard on the ground out as Austin Murr will step into the batter's box. Austin Murr, the left-handed hitting first baseman for West Michigan. One for 9 in the series. Scored a run and he's driven one in. Sean Mooney rocks and goes. Down and in. Starting him off with a fastball there at 90 miles an hour. Austin Murr had a very nice stint with West Michigan last season. This year, the average down at 227, although he does have 15 doubles. A sharp grounder to third, backhanded by Christian. He fires on to Gray for out number 2. Encarnacion Strand playing Murr to pull and also playing about even with the third base bag. It's a difficult play for Encarnacion Strand on that backhand side. He made it look pretty easy, making the stab and firing a strike on to first for out number 2. Ben Malgeri will get a chance. 3 for 13 in the series. A couple of doubles. Mixed in those 3 hits. Grounded right back to Sean Mooney. Look what I found in my glove, says Sean. As he'll fire it on to Seth Gray for out number 3. A very nice, very efficient, very effective 3 up, 3 down second on 9 pitches for Sean Mooney. Holland to lead us off when we return. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, home half of 2.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland will lead us off in the home half of two. The Cedar Rapids Colonels ahead 2-0 here on the West Michigan Whitecaps on a gorgeous Saturday night here in Cedar Rapids. Dylan Smith, Roxton goes. The first pitch here on Will Holland is scalded foul towards the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion as that'll bounce around, fouled out there. No balls and a strike here from Dylan Smith. Right-hander Roxton Neal. Holland pokes his foul, quickly 0-2. Slider down and away at 85 from Dylan Smith. Smith ran into some trouble with two down in the first inning. Two-out single by Seth Gray, then a walk, followed by a two-run triple off the bat of Kyler Fenko. 0-2 slider skips away from Josh Crouch as the count goes to 1-2. Credit Junior Severino for taking a tough pitch on the 3-2. One ball and two strikes. Dylan Smith rocks and deals here on Holland. Fouled back. Go get it 1-2 from the right-hander Dylan Smith. Colonels are looking for their first win of the second half as the half began yesterday. Cedar Rapids falling in heartbreaking fashion, 10-8 last night. 1-2 on the way here from the right-hander Smith. Down and away, now 2-2 goes the count. Will Holland out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Fifth-round pick of the Twins in 2019. 2-2. Dylan Smith. It's a sign he wants. He'll kick and go here on the 2-2. Called strike three on the outside corner at 95. Holland straightens up a little bit. That'll bring Dylan Noisy to the plate. Holland with a couple of words over his shoulder. Be asking Meyerhofer where that pitch was. Holland strikes out looking. Meyerhofer looking down into the Colonel's dugout. Noisy will step in. One down and the base is empty. 2-0 Colonels here in the second. First offering down and outside, 1-0. Dylan Noisy yesterday. One of the Colonels had a hit, drove in a run in the second inning, planting Pat Winkle. An RBI single, he'll look at a fastball down and outside, now 2-0. Noisy, 4 for his last 19, 6 for 22 on the homestand. He's driven in a pair, doubled once. 2-0, busted his bat, a floater out towards left. Cabrera comes in a couple of steps and he'll make the catch for out number two. likely at the expense of the bat there for Dylan Noisy. Charles Mack now for Cedar Rapids with two down in the second. Charles Mack, the left-handed hitting backstop for Cedar Rapids. 6 foot, 190 pounds. Dylan Smith from the full, he'll rock and go. Mack takes strike one at the knees at 94. Mack converted to catcher full-time. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles last season. With E-Town in 2019, he spent most of the year at third base. Ball one down and in on Mack. Charles reaching base at a 264 clip. Showing off some good power, six doubles, a triple, and two home runs this season. One ball, one strike. Mack lifts a ball out towards left. Cabrera, two or three steps in. He'll make the catch for out number three. The Colonels go down 1-2-3 in the second. We'll move along to the top half of the third. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, Mendoza, Johnson, and King. When we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Two nothing Cedar Rapids through two complete here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Sean Mooney has retired each of the six men that he's faced here tonight. Carlos Mendoza digs in. First pitch floated down the left field line, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Mendoza on. He'll turn it first and then slam on the brakes, throw into Junior, who fires back. Gray the tag, not a ton. Mendoza safe at first. It will go as a single for Carlos Mendoza.
Please go to guest service.
Men on first base here with none down. The top half of the third after that leadoff single by Mendoza. And here for the first time in the series, the right-handed hitter Cooper Johnson. Johnson out of Ole Miss. Stepping into the batter's box, a 192 hitter. Scored four runs this season, one double, two runs batted in. First offering, lifted off towards the right side and out of play. 0-1 here on Cooper Johnson. Cooper drafted by the Tigers back in the sixth round of the 2019 draft. Second team All-SEC in 2019, also a member of the All-Defensive team. No balls and a strike here from the right-hander Moody. Wave and a miss, a good short slider there at 85. Now quickly 0-2. Here on Cooper Johnson. Mendoza has not attempted a stolen base with the Whitecaps yet this season. Teams have ran on Charles Mack a little bit. He's done a good job of throwing runners out for the most part this season. The 0-2, quick snap throw to first. Mendoza flies back in time. Taking a look at those caught stealing numbers this season. Mack has a 21% caught stealing rate. thrown out 7 of 33 attempted steals. 0-2 from Mooney. This ball lined over a leaping Wander into left center field. Mendoza turning at second. He wants third. Holland instead will throw to second base. Good heads up throw there by Will Holland. Opting not to empty the tank. And I think that's a promising sign for Cedar Rapids as well, as Cooper Johnson reaches with that single. Yesterday, throwing to bases was about as difficult as it had been all season for the Colonels yesterday. Throwing to the correct base was not very high on the priority list, it seemed, yesterday. Mendoza at third, Johnson at first. Men on the corners, the tying run at first for Jose King. Ball one just off the plate on a changeup at 85. Mooney in a bit of a hole here in the third inning. Colonels have King played to pull, and Encarnacion and Strand rather close to the bag there at third, making sure Mendoza doesn't take a big lead. Johnson bluffs a move as Mack bluffs a throw. Fastball missing high at 93, now 2-0. Here from Sean Mooney. Mendoza at third, Johnson at first. Mooney steps off prior to the 2-0. Mooney at the ready. He'll kick and fire. This ball scalded out towards left center field. Holland tracking over. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Mendoza. Holland bluffs a throw home. Instead, he'll pump fake and throw to the cutoff man, Wander Javier. It's a sack fly for the first out here of the third inning. That'll plate the runner on third, Carlos Mendoza. Jose King with the RBI. Johnson stays at first. And here is Daniel Cabrera. It's King's 15th run batted into the season. Cabrera struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. I think you like that decision by Holland as well, to opt not to try and throw home. Otherwise, you run the risk of losing the double play. First pitch to Cabrera, popped foul, 0-1. 34 pitches so far for Sean Mooney through 2 1/3. He has thrown 26 for strikes. Really nice strike rate here early on for Sean Mooney. No balls and one strike here to Daniel Cabrera. Lined out towards right. That'll fall in front of Kyler Fedko. Another base hit off of Sean Mooney here in the third. Three base hits, all of them singles, against the Colonel's right-hander. Trey Cruz step in with men on first and second and one away.
First up, number 9.
Cruz, the shortstop for West Michigan. He digs in with a runner on second base and one down. Cabrera also standing out there at first. Two men aboard. Mooney ready here from the stretch. He rocks and goes. Big wave and a miss. Good fastball at 92. Jumping ahead of Trey Cruz. Runners in scoring position. Cruz owns an 866 OPS, a 265 average. No balls and a strike. Big cut and a miss again there at 92, up and in. Nice little challenge fastball there for Mooney as the count runs to 0-2. One down here in the third. Sean Mooney at the ready in the 0-2 pitch. Just misses the outside corner, trying to float a changeup on that outside half. Couple of inches outside there for Mooney. Three strikeouts today, all of them coming in the first. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Just down low on the slider at 81, now 2-2. Sean Mooney towing the rubber back up. Peering on in, two balls and two strikes on the way from Mooney to Trey Cruz. Sit down. They got him on the changeup. Good offering there by Mooney. Throwing that changeup down and away, getting the switch hitter Cruz to chase. Josh Kratz steps in now, 0-1 with a strikeout. Crouch, a 3-0-3 hitter entering play. And the first pitch lifted out towards right, straight away though for Fetko, who takes one step back and makes the catch for out number three. One run comes across for West Michigan. It's 2-1 Colonels as we move to the home half of three in the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of the, or pardon, home half of the third on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Alaric Solari, top half of the third, rather productive for West Michigan. They got a run on three hits against Sean Mooney. Cutting the deficit in half, it's now 2-1. Cedar Rapids out in front by a run here on West Michigan. Right-hander kicks and goes. There is strike one to Alaric Solari. No balls and one strike here on the way to the Cedar Rapids Colonels left fielder. Right-hander kicks and deals, missing down and inside on Al. Solari struck out to open up the game. Smith with a couple of strikeouts in that first inning. Right-hander Smith at the ready. He'll kick and go. Al with a one-hopper towards second. Glove there by King. He'll toss on to first. In time for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Alaric Solari. Now Christian Encarnacion and Strand will step in. Cardacio and Strand, the Cedar Rapids third baseman. Likewise, a strikeout victim of Dylan Smith back in the first. Right on right matchup here with one down in the inning. Now Christian blasts a ball deep down the right field line and well out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Three hits today for West Michigan, all of them in the third. The Colonels with two hits today. Both of those coming in the first inning. No balls and a strike from Christian, or to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Ball one outside. Encarnacion Strand entering play today for Cedar Rapids, leading the league in a whole slew of categories. Hits, extra bases, total bases. 1-1 misses downstairs. Now 2-1 here on Christian. Also leads the league in slugging percentage and OPS. Not too shabby for the big right-handed bat. 2-1 waved on through. Now quickly two balls and two strikes here to Encarnacion Strand. Dylan Smith has settled in nicely. 41 pitches, 25 strikes. The right-hander has set down five straight since that two-run triple off the bat of Kyler Fedko. 2-2 on the way here to Encarnacion Strand. Christian pokes it foul. And nice play made there down by a fan. Out to our right. Two balls and two strikes again here on Christian Encarnacion Strand. Right-hander Dylan Smith rocks and deals here on the 2-2. Well outside, 3-2. Of all the incredible performances that Christian Encarnacion Strand has had this season, perhaps the most amazing thing is just the slew of multi-hit games. He has 21 multiple hit games this season. So he'll take ball four down and outside, and Encarnacion Strand is aboard with a one-out walk. Christian has 15 two-hit games, 4 3-hit games, 1 4-hit game, and 1 5-hit game. So Encarnacion Strand off of first with one down. Seth Gray will bat. 6'3", 230-pound left-handed hitter. Playing first base today for Cedar Rapids. The right-hander Dylan Smith from the stretch. The glove at the belt, he'll kick and go. Gray lifts his foul. Up towards the left, 0-1. It's a rather thin bench today for Cedar Rapids. Not a whole lot of players are available. Only Pat Winkle is available today off the bench on the position player's side. No balls and a strike. Called strike two in the outside edge. Aaron Sabato out with an illness. Kenny Taylor nursing that bum hamstring. No balls, two strikes. Smith here to Seth Gray. Encarnacion Strand off of first. Seth pops a ball toward shallow center. A long run back for Cruz, and he'll make the catch for out number one. Out number two. Putting away Seth Gray, and now Junior Severino will bat with a man on first and two down. Frank Nigro not with the club here today. He'll just be out for a couple days, it sounds like. So what that means is if in the event that the Colonels have to make a move to their bench, we might end up seeing Charlie Mack playing the infield somewhere. Dylan Smith, glove at the belt, rocks and goes. Ball one down and outside here on Junior. Severino drew a walk in his first plate appearance of the ballgame here tonight. One and oh from Dylan Smith. Junior bounces a ball right at Austin Murr, who makes the stab to his right and moves his foot to the left to step on first for out number three. We'll move along to the top half of four. 2-1 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We'll be back with Packard, Murr, and Malgeri on top half of four.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola fanáticos, soy Richard Salazar, pitching coach, y están escuchando Colonel Baseball Network.
We're through three here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels lead the West Michigan Whitecaps 2-1 here in Cedar Rapids. Bryant Packard, the cleanup man for West Michigan, stepping in to lead things off. The first pitch bounded towards short, backhanded by Wander. The toss across in time for out number one. One pitch, one out for Sean Mooney. That'll play here to open up the top half of four. Austin Murr will step in. Murr, the left-handed bat for the West Michigan Whitecaps here in the series, 1-for-10. Struggling a little bit to find some consistent ABs in the set. Faced some pretty tough lefties in the series. First pitch on the way here to Murr. Called strike one on the outside corner at 93. Mooney has thrown plenty of strikes today. 43 pitches, 33 of them four strikes. Three to third, four Ks for Sean. He drops a good changeup over the inner half for strike two. He's had that changeup working today, and boy, for Mooney, when he has those two pitches working, that fastball and that changeup, when he's able to locate both, it makes him very difficult to pick up. A breath, then the 0-2. Half swing, they appeal down. No, he did not. Did not offer out that biting slider down and in. One ball and two strikes now on Murr with Ben Malgeri in the on-deck circle. Right-hander Mooney ready here on the 1-2. Bounce towards first, a nice scoop by Gray on a friendly hop. He'll trot to first and step on the bag for out number two. The first two men of the inning retired here by Sean Mooney. Now Ben Malgeri, 0-for-1 with a ground out today. Now it is early here in the fourth, but Mooney's pitch count stands at just 46 through 3 2/3. Mooney has never gone more than five innings in an outing as a professional. He might have a shot here today, depending on what the Twins' limit is on Mooney. Some pitchers will have different limits on their arm in terms of how many innings they'll be allowed to go as Mooney misses high and tight at 92. One ball and no strikes from Mooney to Malgeri. Fouled away now, one ball and one strike. Whenever you think of a specific rules given on hitters or given on pitchers by teams, always kind of reminds me of the Jabba rules the Yankees had for Jabba Chamberlain. Way back when in 2007. Ball two misses outside. Mooney ready on the 2-1. Slider well down and outside. Now 3-0. The Jabba rules were pretty simple. He'd get a day off for every inning he pitched. And he could only go two innings if he'd only had 2 days of rest. 3-1 from Mooney to Malgeri. Ooh, ball three just off the plate. Ben Malgeri draws the walk.
Third baseman, number 23, Carlos Mendoza.
Carlos Mendoza, 1-for-1 with a single. Got a chance to step in against Mooney. Mendoza had the first hit of the day off of Sean. The leadoff single floated down the left field line back in the third. Mooney with the glove at the belt. Kicks and goes. Strike one on the outside end. Fastball at 92 from Sean Mooney. There's Malgeri off of first. This season he is 5-for-6 on stolen bases, representing the tying run over there. 0-1 here from Mooney. There goes Malgeri. The pitch is called a strike, and then the ball pops out of Mac's hand as he tries to throw. Called strike two on Mendoza. Ben Malgeri steals second base, his sixth stolen base of the year. Two down, top of four. Mooney one strike away from ending the inning. Right-hander with a breath. He's ready on the 0-2. Time called by Mendoza. this season with runners out there. Mendoza is 1-for-6. Runners in scoring position. 0-2 from Mooney. Sit down. He got him on a slider. Sean Mooney ends the inning. 5 strikeouts for the right-hander over 4 innings of one-run baseball. We moved in the home half of 4. Kyler Fenko will lead us off when we come back. 2-1 CR.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edges, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Bottom of 4 here at Cedar Rapids. Kyler Fenko to lead things out for the Colonels. Home half of 4, it's 2-1 Cedar Rapids as the Colonels lead the West Michigan Whitecaps. Dylan Smith kicks and goes. His first offering to Fenko, taken for ball 1 inside on a slider at 84. 50 pitches so far for Dylan Smith. West Michigan right-hander. So rock and deal. Fedko pops this up left side. Coming in on it is Mendoza. He'll make the squeeze for out number 1. Very rare pop-up for Kyler Fedko. Wander Javier steps in 0-for-1 with a flyout.
Number 19, Wander Javier.
Wander Javier digging in 0-for-1 with a flyout today. Colonel shortstop hitting the ball pretty well out towards right center field in his first at bat of the ball game. A look at strike 1 at the knees. Thereabouts anyway, a curveball at 79. And the right-hander Dylan Smith. Smith throwing well. Wave and a miss by Wander. A good slider now 0-2. Since that 2-run triple for Kyler Fedko, Smith has put away 8 of the last 9 men that he's faced. Getting into a pretty good groove. Here comes the 0-2 on Wander. Fouled off. Another fastball there at 96. Wander just missing that pitch in her half. No balls and 2 strikes on the way from Smith. Called strike 3. Wander goes down looking at a slider on the outside corner. For Dylan Smith, that's 9 of the last 10 men that he's faced put away. He has struck out 4 hitters all in all tonight. Will Holland will step in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Holland, the former Auburn shortstop. Battle of 2 SEC kids here. Smith rocks and goes. Ball 1 inside. Dylan played at Alabama. Holland at Auburn. 1-0 on the way here from Smith. Holland chops the ball foul up the third baseline. Of course, for these two schools, it is a hated football rivalry. The Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama. One ball, one strike. Smith here to Holland. Will with an uncomfortable swing and a miss at a slider. Dylan Smith at the ready now, 1-2. Trying to put away 10 of the last 11 men that he's faced and retire the side in order here in the fourth. Hernander rocks and deals in the 1-2. Holland laces this foul down the right field line, slicing into the Colonel's bullpen. One ball, two strikes. You're on the way to Will Holland. Three and a half in so far. The Colonel's up 2-1. Right-hander Dylan Smith at the ready. He will kick and go. Down and outside now. 2-2 here on Will Holland. Two away here in the fourth. The Colonels are being out hit 3-2 by the West Michigan Whitecaps. Two balls and two strikes. Dylan Smith at the ready. He'll rock and go. Down and outside. Good take by Will there at 95. Mentioned, Smith has sent down 9 of the last 10 men he's faced. The Colonels aren't really swinging and missing a ton. Whiff rate below 10% right now. Some good pitching being done by Smith, limiting that hard contact. Payoff pitch here on Holland. Will with a bouncing ball left side, a diving knockdown by Mendoza, but he's not able to make the play. It's going to roll away from him. Then Holland wipes out, hitting the first base bag uncomfortably. Holland will pop right back up. I don't know if Will took a turn at first. The action keeping our attention over at third. Holland ended up face first on the ground. Holland kind of chatting and laughing with Matt Smith. Sometimes the first base bag, it'll jump on you. That'll go, I'm sure, as a single for Will Holland. And to the left side is Mendoza trying to make that diving play. Holland's all covered in dirt. We'll take the lead off of first base. Dylan Noisy 0-1 with the flyout today. Noisy, the Texas State product. Big 12 preseason player of the year last season. Little check over to first. Holland back in time. Three hits aside now. Smith ready from the stretch, the glove at the belt. Pause, now Holland takes off. The pitch misses down and away. Throw down to second is in time. Holland caught stealing second base. And that will do it here for the fourth. 2-4 on that caught stealing. We'll be back in the fifth. 2-1 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car. kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Sean Mooney has been awfully sharp today for Cedar Rapids through four innings complete. Just one run allowed by the Colonels right-hander, Sean Mooney. Five strikeouts through four innings of work. Cooper Johnson, Jose King, and Daniel Cabrera, the three men to face the Colonels right-hander. Here in the fifth, 8-9 in top for West Michigan. Sean Mooney rocks and goes. His first pitch is a strike in the inside corner. Starting off, Cooper Johnson with that slider at 85. We'll have a look around the rest of the Midwest League. Here for you as the Colonels lead West Michigan 2-1 in the fifth. A one waved on through on a slider, now 0-2. Top of seven, Great Lakes leads Fort Wayne 7-4. They're through seven, no score in South Bend between the Chiefs and the Cubs. 0-2 here from Sean Mooney. Sit down, he got him on the slider. Mooney puts away Cooper Johnson for the first down here in the fifth. Strikeout number six today for Sean Mooney through 4 1/3 innings.
Second
baseman number Jose King will bat for the Whitecaps. Lansing leads Beloit 5-2 in the home half of the sixth. Lake County all over Dayton. It's 10-0 Captains in the fifth inning. First offering to Jose King, fouled away, 0-1. And up in Appleton, the Timber Rattlers lead the Quad Cities River Bandits 3-2. No balls and a strike here from Sean Mooney. Right-hander at the ready here on the 0-1. This ball lifted out towards left, a very well-struck baseball. Back on it is Solari. He leaps and he can't pull it in as that'll hit off the wall and head back towards the infield as Solari will scoop it up and get it in quickly. Jose King with a one-out double off that left field wall. Solari tracking that ball, nearly reeling it in with that leap. King the third double of the season. Daniel Cabrera now here for West Michigan, 1-2 with a strikeout and a single. The Minnesota Twins lead the Colorado Rockies 2-0 in the fifth inning. Sean Mooney working with a tying run on second here. Daniel Cabrera digs in and fouls away the first pitch changeup, 0-1. Some action now in the Colonels' dugout. A couple of bodies will start moving around. Pat Winkle, the bullpen catcher, getting himself ready to catch some pens. Mooney ready on the 0-1. Slider just misses the outside corner. Now one ball and a strike. One ball and one strike here on Daniel Cabrera. Season with runners in scoring position, just 2-for-12. Down and in off the mitt of Mack. Headed to third now is Jose King. Might go as a passed ball on Mack. Perhaps he was crossed up with Sean Mooney there. A fastball that was a bit down and in. Mack did have to reach across his body, but 390 feet for the tying run. Still advanced to third base. Jose King, 90 feet away, and it will go as a wild pitch. Now Cabrera skies the ball out towards left. Solari coming in. We'll see if King tags. Back on it is Wander, who makes the catch. Trips over Al, runs into Al. Racing home is Jose King. As Wanders throw sails wide of Charles Mack, King will score, and now the attention on Alaric Solari. Wander Javier went racing back as the shortstop. Solari coming in from left, and Wander ended up running right in to Al out there in left field. Solari down on the ground. He chucked his glove. Matt Smith out there to check on Solari. Al will have checks on him from time to time. That did not look comfortable for Alaric Solari. Wander Javier got him pretty good and a tripping over him. Al took the full brunt of that collision. It'll go as a sack fly for Daniel Cabrera. That might be another defensive miscue, too, if you look at it for Cedar Rapids, because if your left fielder is coming in on a ball hit that shallow, you probably want him to make that catch. King would not have tagged had there not been a collision. Sean Mooney is going to be attended to out there as he takes a seat out on the mound. Randy Yang out there to chat with Mooney along with Mark Moriarty. So two checks happening right now for Cedar Rapids. It looks like Solari took a knee to the face from Wander Javier by the replays for us there on MILB TV. Looks like Sean Mooney's left ankle is being attended to by Randy Yang on the mound right now as well for Cedar Rapids, maybe just moving that around a bit. So all sorts of problems right now for Cedar Rapids on the health side. Definitely concerned right now about Alaric Solari with him catching the full brunt of Wander Javier's knee. Get a look at that high shot, whether or not Sean Mooney twisted his ankle or anything on that, backing things up. Mooney looks like he's all right. Randy Yang still out there as Matt Smith works with Alaric Solari. Solari in some pain, they'll help him up rather slowly out there in left field. Potentially some help coming as well, and you're going to have to carry Al off the field here in Cedar Rapids. Our thoughts and prayers here with Alaric Solari as he'll head off. Cedar Rapids 2, West Michigan 2 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We'll step away for just a bit as the Colonels make some changes here. Alaric Solari coming out of the ballgame. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
We're back here just for a little bit on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. Sean Mooney, as we mentioned during that check on Alaric Solari, Sean Mooney was being attended to by Randy Yang out in the, or over on the mound for Cedar Rapids, looking at that left ankle of Sean Mooney. He ends up coming out of the ballgame here for Cedar Rapids. They're going to bring in Hunter McMahon, making his Cedar Rapids Colonels debut in a very uneasy spot for the Colonels right now. We mentioned in the Colonels leadoff show that Cedar Rapids literally has one man available on their bench today, that being Pat Winkle, and they'll have to go to their bench. So we'll figure out these defensive changes for Cedar Rapids. Seth Gray is going from first base to left field. Charles Mack will go from behind the plate to first base, and now behind the plate is Pat Winkle. We're going to take a short break here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Hunter McMahon will get all the time he needs to warm up here for Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Cedar Rapids and West Michigan are tied at two here in the top half of the fifth inning. A stoppage here due to a couple of injury substitutions that Colonels just had to make. Alaric Solari carried off the field after a nasty collision in shallow left field with Wander Javier. So Alaric Solari comes out. Our thoughts with him, as well as our thoughts with Sean Mooney, who exited likewise. Hunter McMahon coming in now for the Colonels to pitch. The defensive change with Solari coming out has Seth Gray going from first to left. Charles Mack goes from behind the plate to first. And now catching for Cedar Rapids is Pat Winkle. Hunter McMahon was added to the Colonels roster yesterday, promoted from the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. McMahon, 6'3", 185-pound right-hander. The 24-year-old made 5 saves and 20 appearances down in Fort Myers, working to a 2.23 ERA with a 36-8 strikeout-to-walk ratio. McMahon closed out 2 combined no-hitters for the Mighty Muscles. He held hitters to a 182 batting average while working to a 0.87 whip. The bases are empty and 2 down here in the fifth. Trey Cruz will bat here against Hunter McMahon. McMahon featuring 4-seam fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a curveball. Right-hander peers on in, getting the sign he wants from Pat Winkle. And here is the first offering on the way from Hunter McMahon. Fastball caught, strike 1 on the inside corner at 94. Here from Hunter McMahon on Trey Cruz. So Mooney's day is done as well. It looked like his left ankle being checked on by Randy Yang. Promptly coming out of the ballgame, the 0-1. Chopped foul off of Cruz, quickly 0-2. Good slider there from the right-hander McMahon. That might have been the curveball. At 80 miles an hour, McMahon played his college ball at Texas State, picked up in the Ryan Harper train back in 2020. 0-2. Sit down. McMahon strikes out Cruz on 3 pitches. Welcome to the Colonels. Hunter McMahon putting away the switch hitting Trey Cruz with a changeup. 3 pitches, 1 strikeout for McMahon. We'll be back in the home half of 5. 2-2 your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or 2 or 3. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Dylan Noisy will dig in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the fifth. 2-2 your score on the Colonels Baseball Network. We're all nodded as Dylan Noisy fouls away the first pitch here from Dylan Smith. A wild play there with one down in the fourth inning cost the Colonels 2 players. Alaric Solari and Wander Javier collided in left field. Al took the brunt of the collision. Looked like he took a knee to the face and maybe got his legs tangled up as well. The 0-1 waved on through by Noisy. 0-2 here from Dylan Smith. Al removed from the game during that check as well. Sean Mooney was being attended to by Randy Yang out on the mound for Cedar Rapids. Mooney threw a couple of pitches to test to see how his ankle felt. It's that landing ankle, the left ankle. 0-2 here on Noisy. Down and away now, 1-2. And after a couple of those warm-up tosses, the verdict was Mooney could not continue. Colonels lost two players on one play, and their bench is literally empty. One ball and two strikes. Noisy bounces his foul. In terms of position players anyway, the lone man available off the bench was Pat Winkle. He's now in the lineup in Solari's leadoff spot behind the plate. One ball and two strikes. Dylan Smith here to Dylan Noisy. Righty kicks and goes. Down and away, 2-2. Noisy flew out in his first AB. Two balls and two strikes. Dylan Smith at the ready here on Noisy. Right-hander kicks and goes. Dylan bounces his foul up towards the bullpen for West Michigan as they keep the count even here at 2-2. The reason the Colonel's bench is empty today, Kenny Taylor probably won't be able to go. He hurt his hamstring yesterday running out of ground ball. 2-2 here on Noisy. Fouled straight back. It'll keep the count even here at 2-2. Aaron Sabato is out with an illness today, and Frank Nigro is away from the team for a couple of days, attending to some family matters. Two balls and two strikes. Smith rocks and goes here on Noisy. Outside, 3-2. Good long AB for Dylan Noisy. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance from Dylan Smith. That will spark some activity down in the West Michigan bullpen. Payoff pitch on the way. Called strike three. Wow. A pitch that looked very down at 93. Noisy will stick around and certainly being allowed to say a lot of words here. And as Glenn Meyerhofer tells him to go back to the dugout, Noisy will be brought back by Sean Schlechter. I don't think Noisy has been tossed. And boy, you can't get Noisy tossed because you don't have another bench guy to go to. You'd have to put a pitcher in the field if Noisy would have been tossed. That's why Schlechter came out so quickly. A very tough call there for out number one. It's Charles Mack will step in, 0-1 with a flyout today. First pitch missing high and inside, 1-0 here on Charlie. One and 0, Dylan Smith to Charlie Mack. Shattered bat, grounded to second, off the glove of King. He bare hands and throws to first in time for out number two. Charles Mack grounds out to second base for the second out of the fifth. That'll bring up Pat Winkle. Pat Winkle, the Colonel's catcher, not originally in the lineup. He's brought into the spot for Solari. First pitch on the way here to Pat Winkle. Down and away, 1-0. Pitch number 75 there from Dylan Smith. Find a guess. You'll see some roster moves coming tomorrow for the Colonels. Smith rocks and goes on the 1-0. Bouncing ball left side and bleeding through. Pat Winkle singles in his first AB. He'll take a turn at first. Cedar Rapids with the go-ahead run on first base with two down. Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat for Cedar Rapids. A good spot to have the league's leading RBI man. Christian entering play with 57 RBI. Get this, the next most RBI, Tyler Soderstrom with 44. Christian leads the league by 13 runs batted in. He'll step in with Winkle off of first. It's ball one down and outside here on Encarnacion Strand. And Crouch will call time and head out to the mound. Groucho head back to the plate after checking with Smith on the signs. Maybe they got crossed up. Maybe Crouch saw something here, there from Dylan. 1-0. Each side with four hits here tonight. Winkle off of first after the two-out single. Smith kicks and fires. Encarnacion Strand with the number towards first. Picked up there by Murr. And he'll tag Encarnacion Strand. The two give each other a hug. And there is out number three. We'll move along to the top half of six. We're all tied up at two here in Cedar Rapids. Two all your score headed to the sixth. Crouch, Packard, and Murr when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Top of six coming to you here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Josh Crouch, Bryant Packard, and Austin Murr. The three scheduled to bat for West Michigan. A 2-2 ball game. Hunter McMahon towing up the rubber here for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander with the glove at the belt. No kick and fire. The first pitch here on Murr, or pardon, on Crouch is called for strike one on the inside corner. Josh Crouch today 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Hunter McMahon struck out Trey Cruz, retiring the first man he faced. Here's a Midwest League pitcher. Down and away on a fastball at 95. Now 1-1 here from Hunter McMahon. McMahon had a very nice collegiate career, 2 years at Coffeyville College. He redshirted his first year. One ball, one strike. Fouled off, now 1-2. Then went to Texas State in 2019 as a redshirt sophomore. He made 14 starts. 5-5 with a 4.72 ERA. One ball and two strikes here from the right-hander McMahon. Sit down. He freezes Crouch with a good slider on the outside corner. McMahon, two batters face, two strikeouts to open up his high A career. That will bring up Bryant Packard. Packard 0-2 with a couple of groundouts. McMahon, originally from Kansas City, Missouri, prepped at Staley High School. He's drafted by Washington in the ninth round of the 2019 draft. First offering on the way here from McMahon. Called strike one on the inside corner, starting him off with a changeup. 88 on that change piece from McMahon here to Bryant Packard. Hunter kicks and goes. Called strike two. 95 there on the black. Righty warming up in the bullpen for the Whitecaps. One down in the sixth. The no ball, two strike offering here from Hunter McMahon. Right hander rocks and goes. Down and inside. Change up at 88 as the count goes to 1-2. McMahon was acquired in exchange for Ryan Harper in January of 2020.
one ball, two strikes. Way high and tight at 96. That evens the count up at two apiece on Bryant Packard. He's grounded out twice today. Man ready on the 2-2. Time called at the plate. For the Colonels, it'll be 3-4 and 5 due up in the home half of 6. A 2-2 ball game here. Two runs on four hits, no errors, and three left on for both sides. 2-2 grounded to second, gloved by Junior. He'll gather and toss on to Mack for out number two. Elsewhere in the Twins organization today, as Austin Murr steps in, Minnesota just added two more runs over the Rockies. It is 4-0. Luis Arraez has two hits, a run scored, and an RBI for the Twins. Out in Buffalo, the St. Paul Saints lead 6-3 over the Bison in the ninth. Austin Murr steps in, the first pitch, good curveball dropped over for a strike. San Antonio leads Wichita 4-2 in the home half of the seventh. Fort Myers had their doubleheader postponed today. 0-1 called, strike two, right back on the outside corner with that changeup at 88. Hunter McMahon has looked very good so far for the Colonels. Comes his 0-2 pitch on the way here to Austin Murr. McMahon kicks and fires. Well down and inside at 96. One ball and two strikes from the Colonel's right-hander. Hunter with a glove at the belt. The leg kick and he goes. Reached down on it, tapped foul. Another good change up there at 88. Really good sink and fade to that pitch for Hunter McMahon. Let's ramp that fastball up to 96 here today. One ball, two strikes, two down here in the sixth. McMahon, time is called as a ball comes in from the West Michigan bullpen. One and two coming. McMahon at the ready here on Austin Murr. Lined out towards right field. That's down for a base hit as that'll head towards the gap. Will Holland cutting it off. And throwing towards second, cut off by Junior, who fires to second. Murr is in safely without a tag, thereby Winder. It's a double with two down for Austin Murr, his 16th double of the season. That will bring up Ben Malgieri, 0-1 with a ground out and a walk. Malgieri in the series, 4-14. Man out there against Hunter McMahon on that double off the bat of Austin Murr. Big wave and a miss at the first pitch by Malgieri. Good slider to start him off at 86 miles an hour. McMahon glove at the belt here on the 0-1. Look back, now he goes. Down and away on another slider. Five hits now for the Whitecaps. The Colonels with four today. One ball and one strike. Malgieri resting the bat as McMahon will step off prior to the 1-1. A thin bench today for the Colonels. It's quite literally bare now. No ball or one ball and one strike. Wave and a miss. Good fastball. Jumping on him at 95. Now 1-2. McMahon running that fastball on the inner half. One ball and two strikes. Hunter McMahon from the stretch. He'll kick and go. Grounded towards first. Off of Mack as that'll skip towards Junior. Severino has no play. Murr had it home. Junior held on to it, and Murr is going to score. Heads up base running there by Austin Murr. Brian Pena pointing to his dugout and clapping saying that's how it's done, giving credit to Austin Murr, who never stopped running. Junior just kind of held on to the baseball. He, I guess, decided the play was over. And might go as a fielding error on Mack. We'll see how it's scored, but regardless, it's a run for the Whitecaps as they lead 3-2 over Cedar Rapids. Carlos Mendoza steps in. First offering on the way, tapped up the first base line. That will roll foul. McMahon will boot it foul, making sure that it stays there. No balls and a strike here on Carlos Mendoza. Another defensive gaffe there by Cedar Rapids. That will be an error on Charles Mack to allow Murr to score and Malgeri to reach. Mendoza steps back in. Ready for an 0-1 pitch to Carlos Mendoza. McMahon snaps a throw over to first, not in time. Mack thought he had the tag. That was very close over at first. And that lack of depth on the bench maybe showing a little bit here for Cedar Rapids as well. Mack is far from a comfortable first baseman. They just two or three appearances at first base this year. Prior to that, all of his experience at catcher or at third. The 0-1 lifted foul ground left side. A long run over for Christian into the bullpen. Climbing the bullpen mound, and he'll make the catch for out number three. The inning is over. West Michigan takes the lead. It's 3-2 Whitecaps. We'll be back in just a bit. Cedar Rapids down a run. 3-4 and 5. Two up when we return.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The West Michigan Whitecaps will hand the ball off to Angel Reyes here in the home half of the sixth inning. Reyes in to throw on in relief of the right-hander Dylan Smith. His line is final. Seth Gray will lead things off for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The bottom half of six. Final line scores. First off for Sean Mooney of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 4 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned. Struck out 6 and walked 1. For Dylan Smith of the Whitecaps, he'll exit in line for the win. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks and 5 Ks. Seth Gray blasts the first pitch he sees out to deep left field. A long run back for Daniel Cabrera, and he'll make the catch there on the warning track in deep left for out number one. One pitch, one out for Reyes. Junior Severino will step in. Switch hitting second baseman for Cedar Rapids. Angel Reyes has pitched in the series. Reyes in his first outing through a scoreless inning, striking out a pair. Righty kicks and goes, strike one at the knees on Junior there at 95. Reyes 0-1, a 6.10 ERA. 18 appearances out of the bullpen for West Michigan, strike two in the end. A cutter there at 91 miles an hour. 20 and two-thirds innings, 14 strikeouts, 9 walks. 0-2, Junior sends a ball foul. 3-2 West Michigan here in the home half of the sixth. The Colonels scored two runs in the first on a two-run Kyler Fitko triple. Since then, their bats have gone ice cold. Not had a runner reach second base since the first inning. 0-2, Junior lines a base hit into right. Colonels have the tying run on base. Good swing there by Junior at a fastball inner half. Junior Severino putting a good swing on that baseball inner half. Letting the hands in the barrel play there. Kyler Fetko will bat with the tying run on first. Worth mentioning, Kyler represents the tying run here at home plate, or the go-ahead run here at home plate. Junior Severino out there at first, one down here in the sixth. Angel Reyes rocks and goes. There's ball one downstairs on Kyler Fetko. Cut fastball at 89 miles an hour from Reyes. 1-0 on the way. Righty with a breath, he rocks and kneels. Fetko swings through another cutter. Now one ball and a strike. Hunter McMahon, for now anyway, likely to get the seventh inning for Cedar Rapids. Haven't seen anybody warming up in the Colonels' bullpen. One ball and one strike, Reyes here on Fetko. Angel kicks and goes, grounded left side, scooped up by Mendoza, shovels to second for one, the relay to first in time. 5-4-3, a beautiful double play turned by Mendoza, King, and Murr. We move along to the top half of seven. Colonels still trail 3-2 here to the Whitecaps. Johnson, King, and Cabrera when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top half of the seventh inning coming to us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cooper Johnson will step in for West Michigan. 1-for-2. Single and a strikeout here today is Hunter McMahon. Ready from the stretch. Rocks and kneels. There's ball one outside. Starting off, Cooper Johnson with the slider. 1-0 from Hunter McMahon. McMahon has thrown well for Cedar Rapids, coming on and kind of put into a tough situation. Time called as a ball gets past the bullpen catcher out for West Michigan. McMahon so far has worked 1 1/3 innings of one hit, one run baseball, that one run unearned. Two strikeouts for McMahon. 1-0 down and away on the slider here to Cooper Johnson, now 2-0. McMahon, no stranger to going a couple of innings for Fort Myers. Two balls and a strike from the right-hander. Ball three outside, missing on a curveball at 80. 20 appearances, 32 1/3 innings for Hunter McMahon. Three balls and no strikes here to Cooper Johnson. Down and outside, ball four. Man loses him on a four-pitch walk to begin the seventh. That will bring Jose King to the batter's box. One for one, a double, and a sac fly. King, the left-handed hitter for West Michigan. First offering on the way, he shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike. A good curveball there on the outer half from McMahon. Miguel Rodriguez will head down to the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. Regardless of whether or not McMahon completes this inning, he certainly saved the bullpen today. King shows bunt again at 94, pulls back and takes a ball inside. Could have been a very, very bad situation for the Colonels. Time called prior to the 1-1. McMahon will get a new baseball as he'll throw the one he had into the Colonel's dugout. One ball and one strike here on Jose King. Foul back. Big rip by King. Nearly swinging out of his helmet. One ball and two strikes. Here from the Cedar Rapids right-hander, Hunter McMahon. He'll rock and go, just low. Touch inside there as well at 94. Count goes even at 2-2 here on Jose King. Man again from the belt here on the 2-2. Wave and a miss, he got it. King way behind 94. Down and in. Good pitch there by McMahon. The first down here in the seventh inning, and now Daniel Cabrera. One for three, a strikeout, a single, and a flyout. Now, thankfully, the Colonels do have Jefferson Morales still here, despite being on the injured list. He can catch bullpens. Ball one down and in, blocked well by Pat Winkle, 1-0. So Jefferson out there in the Colonel's pen, warming up Miguel Rodriguez. Otherwise, boy, maybe Jairo Rodriguez would have to go down and catch some pens. There's Miguel warming up. 1-0 from McMahon here on Cabrera. Just inside, a fastball at 94 as the count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down here in the seventh. Hunter McMahon from the stretch. Wave and a miss, now 2-1. Daniel Cabrera already with a base hit today. The five hits for West Michigan, each side with five hits. Two balls and one strike. Down and in, now 3-1. Three runs, five hits, no errors, and four left for West Michigan. Two runs on, five hits, one error, and three left on for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Three balls and a strike now here from McMahon. A rocket shot down the right field line. This will land in for a base hit. Fedko cuts it off, throwing quickly into second. A good strong throw by Fedko. Keith Cabrera at first. Racing first to third is Johnson. Then around the corners now with two down here, with one down. Here for the Whitecaps. Mark Moriarty will pop out of the Colonel's dugout to go chat with Hunter McMahon. Trey Cruz, the switch hitter. He struck out three times today, including once against Hunter McMahon. Moriarty out to chat with McMahon and Pat Winkle. Rodriguez warming up in the pen. This might mean that this would be the last hitter for McMahon. A lot of times you'll see teams, their pitching coach go out there and buy some time for their reliever out in the pen. Trey Cruz stepping in here for the Whitecaps. One away in the top half of seven. The Whitecaps lead 3-2. Men on the corners. Hunter McMahon, glove at the belt. He'll rock and go. Chopper towards first. Mack steps on first for one. Throws on the move, and it skips away from Wander. Javier chasing after it, and that's going to allow Johnson to score. Charles Mack rushing a leap throw, a jump throw onto second base. Johnson wasn't going to go until that throw got away. And that will play to run. It's 4-2 West Michigan with two down in the seventh. That will do it for Hunter McMahon. Miguel Rodriguez will come in for the Colonels. It's 4-2 West Michigan here in the top half of the seventh. Two men down when we come back right here to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernel Baseball New World.
Miguel Rodriguez will come in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the seventh. West Michigan leads Cedar Rapids 4-2. The last four runs in the ballgame have all been scored by West Michigan. Certainly not a banner day. Certainly not a banner last couple of days for the Colonels defensively, as Josh Crouch will step in. 0-for-3 here today. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Miguel Rodriguez making his 20th appearance of the season. He's not allowed an earned run in his last 11 outings. First pitch chopped towards third, gloved by Christian, and he will apply the tag on Cabrera coming over from second base for out number three. One pitch and a fielder's choice to end the inning. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 4-2 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Time to stretch. We'll be back in just a bit.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Ted Stuka will enter here for the West Michigan Whitecaps in the home half of the seventh, making his series debut. Stuka will face Wander Javier, Will Holland, and Dylan Noisy here in the seventh. The first offering to Wander inside for ball one. 1-0 on the wing from the right-hander Ted Stuka. Wander Javier today 0-2, a flyout and a strikeout as he swings through a slider, 1-1. And from the 6-7 right-hander. Stuka has made 13 appearances this year. He's allowed 22 earned runs in 14 innings. Strike two on the outside corner to Wander. It's across two levels. Lakeland and West Michigan. One ball and two strikes. Oh boy, that pitch sailed all the way to the backstop as the count goes to 2-2 here on Wander. Two balls and two strikes from the tall right-hander Ted Stuka. Ted kicks and goes. And Wander tags the ball deep down the left field line, hooking foul. 380 feet off the bat of Wander, he just pulled it foul. Count stays even here at 2-2 from Stuka to Wander Javier. Ted Stuka kicks and goes, missing outside at 88, now 3-2. Here on Wander. Stuka has walked 18 in 14 innings of work this season. Last year he walked 64 in 64 innings. Wander bouncing ball to third, glove by Mendoza. Over to first in time, beating Wander Javier by half a step. As Will Holland will step in. 1-2 with a strikeout and a single. Holland today, 1-2 with a strikeout and a single. Stuka at the ready. His first pitch coming in here to Holland is a strike in the inside corner. 87 on that little cutter from the right-hander Stuka. Holland shows bunt, pulls back at a fastball high and tight, now 1-1. Stuka comes from a low three-quarters arm slot. There's a lot of funk in terms of deliveries on this West Michigan staff. Holland bounces the 1-1 foul, now 1-2. The little cutter there at 87. One ball and two strikes. Stuka here on Will Holland with Dylan Noisy waiting on deck. Holland fouls it off his knee. Ball ricochets off his knee all the way towards short. Keeps the count at 1-2 here from Ted Stuka. Will Holland in the series for Cedar Rapids. 4-for-13, batting .308, couple of runs scored, couple of RBI. 1-2 on the way here from Stuka. Holland lifts this out towards right field. Drifting over on it is Packard. He'll get to it and make the catch for out number two. Holland flies out for the second out here, the seventh, and now Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0-for-2, a flyout and a strikeout. Dylan Noisy, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for Cedar Rapids. He was rung up on strikes in his last AB. Strike one on the inside corner at 92. Here on Dylan Noisy. Colonels have had a lot of trouble getting men on base and getting men in scoring position. Since the first inning, they have not had a runner reach second base. Ball one down and in on Noisy. Should that trend continue here in the seventh, that would be six straight innings without a man reaching second. 1-1 off the plate now, 2-1. Talk often about those runner at scoring position numbers. It's really fickle. You can hit .500 with men in scoring position like the Colonels are now, 1-for-2, but obviously you'd like some more activity with men out there. 93 up and in, spins Noisy away as the count goes to 3-1. Stuka kicks and deals. Down and away, ball four. Dylan Noisy draws a two-out walk. It brings a tying run to the plate here in a 4-2 West Michigan lead. Charles Mack 0-for-2. Fly out and a ground out. Here today for Cedar Rapids. Lefty up in the bullpen. Gabe Sakura warming up for West Michigan. First offering here to Mack. Off the plate for ball one there from Stuka. Sakura might be warming to get Winkle. Just depends on how long the leash on Stuka will be here. 1-0 down and outside now, 2-0, 94 there on that sinker from Ted Stuka. .20 on the way. Called strike one, sinker catches that outside corner. Two balls and a strike. From the righty, Stuka was taken in the 14th round out of UC San Diego back in 2019. 2-1, lined into right, down for a base hit. Charlie Mack moves Noisy to second with a base knock, and for the first time since the first inning, the Colonels have a man on second base. Tying run at first, Pat Winkle will step in. Brian Pena will pop out of the West Michigan dugout. And indeed, that'll be it for Ted Stuka as he'll hand the ball off to Gabe Sakura. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 4-2 West Michigan. Winkle to face a lefty when we return.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Patrick Winkle, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels and the West Michigan Whitecaps playing to a 4-2 ball game right now, with West Michigan out in front by two. Colonels, though, have the tying run on first after back-to-back runners reached with two down against the right-hander Ted Stuka. Gabe Sakura will come on in relief of Stuka. Gabe Sakura came on to face Seth Gray. Back on Tuesday, the Colonel Seth Gray planting the go-ahead run with the sack fly. Sakura likewise coming in here to the seventh to get the left-handed hitter, Pat Winkler. 19 appearances, 25 innings for Sakura this year, a 3.60 ERA. Pat Winkle digging in, one for one with a single. Here today, Noisy at second, Mack at first. Winkle not originally in the lineup today. He entered after Alaric Soleri was carried off the field after colliding with Winder Javier and left. Noisy at second, Mack at first. Here is the first offering from Gabe Sakura. Called strike one on the outside corner from the side-arming southpaw. No balls and a strike. Sakura working on Pat Winkle. Noisy, the first man to reach second for the Colonels since the first inning. Winkle fouls away the 0-1 quickly. It's 0-2. Bounce off one of the sweeps, but off to our left. Fall back into the stand. No balls, two strikes. Sakura here on Pat Winkle. West Michigan left-hander. Step off, his time is called. Now the 0-2 on the way. Left-hander gets the sign he wants. The 0-2 coming to Pat Winkle. There goes Noisy for third. Winkle pops his foul. No balls and two strikes from Sakura to Winkle. Three pitches in so far. Miguel Rodriguez will be back on for the eighth for Cedar Rapids, facing 4, 5, and 6 of West Michigan. 0-2. Sakura here on Pat Winkle. Left-hander with a breath. He'll rock and deal. Called strike three. Winkle turns away. He knew it. Strike three called on the outside corner. The Colonels leave a pair as we move to the eighth. Packard, Murr, and Malgieri when we come back for West Michigan. It's 4-2. The Whitecaps on top.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hola fanáticos, soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernap Baseball New World.
Miguel Rodriguez back out there for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the eighth inning. Look at Packard, Murray, and Malgeri. 4-5-6 for the Whitecaps. Scheduled to face Cedar Rapids right-hander Miguel Rodriguez. 4-2 Whitecaps here in the top half of the eighth inning. Miguel rocks and goes. Big wave and a miss. Strike one. Good change up there from Miguel at 87. Packard 0-3 with three groundouts today. Four runs on six hits, no errors, and five left for West Michigan. Two runs, six hits, two errors, and five left for the Colonels. The 0-1 lifted out towards shallow left center. Wander making the call and the catch for out number one. Bryant Packard flying out to left center field for the first out here in the eighth. That will bring up Austin Murr. Murr doubled in his last at bat. The Whitecaps saw the Colonels play two in the first. Kyler Fanko with a two-run triple, but then one in the third, one in the fifth, sixth, and seventh for the Whitecaps. Making it 4-2, bouncing ball right side, and that'll get past Junior. It's a base hit for Austin Murr as he'll reach on that one-out single. Ben Malgeri will step in, 0-2, a ground out, a whack, and he's reached on an error today as well. Right on right matchup here for the Colonels right-hander Miguel Rodriguez. It's the seventh hit today for West Michigan. A two-hit day for Austin Murr. Ball one outside, 1-0 on Malgeri. It'll be a fireworks show after the game today. Presented by Collins Aerospace. 1-0, there goes Murr, swinging a miss at a pitch down and away. No throw by Winkle. So Austin Murr steals second base. Murr has shown off some very good base running acumen today. It's Austin's sixth stolen base of the season. He's taken a couple of key extra bases in the base paths that have led to West Michigan runs. One ball, one strike. Ball two off the plate. Little slider there at 87 from Miguel Rodriguez. Two and one on the way to Ben Malgeri. Miguel kicks and fires. Wave and a miss now, 2-2. Austin Murr off of second. Man out there for Malgeri, some potential insurance available for the Whitecaps. 2-2 on the way from Miguel. Fouled back. Keeps the count even at two. By the looks of things down in the West Michigan bullpen, Gabe Sakura will get the eighth inning, where he will be scheduled to face Encarnacion Strand, Gray, and Severino. 2-2, Miguel here on Malgeri. Rodriguez here from the stretch. He will rock and go on the 2-2. Grounded right side and through for a base hit. Murr will be waved around third. Fedko coming up throwing home. The tag by Winkle is in time for out number two. What a throw by Kyler Fedko. Brian Pena not too happy as he'll come out from the third base coach's box to have a discussion with Glenn Meyerhofer about that call at home. Kyler Fedko with a laser from right to throw out Austin Murr at home. A bang bang play. What a throw by Kyler Fedko in right field. Therefore, Cedar Rapids. It will go as a single for Malgeri. Then Austin Murr thrown out at home. Two down here in the eighth. Bunt shown by Mendoza. He'll send it foul off of Pat Winkle. No balls and a strike. Here on Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza one for three, a single, a strikeout, and a flyout here today. The right-hander Rodriguez kicks and goes. Down and inside, one ball and one strike here from Rodriguez. Now Jerry off of first. Another outfield assist for Kyler Fenko this year. Caught and a miss. Good change up from Miguel. Now 1-2. Fenko ties for the team lead now with 4 outfield assists. One ball, 2 strikes. Rodriguez here on Mendoza. Time called prior to the pitch by Mendoza as he'll step out. Miguel Rodriguez out there on the hill for Cedar Rapids, looking to finish off the Whitecaps here in the eighth and send us to the home half. Colonels looking for a rally. 1-2. Chopped foul. Down towards the Colonels dugout. David Festa with a pretty neat play there on the far end of the Colonel's dugout. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez here on Mendoza. Miguel kicks and goes. Inside. And a slider at 88. Now Jerry off of first, 2 down here in the 8th inning. Miguel from the stretch on the 2-2. There goes Mount Jerry, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. We'll move along to the home half of the 8th inning. Mendoza strikes out on the Rodriguez changeup. Home half of 8, 4-2 West Michigan. The Colonels looking to rally with Encarnacion Strain leading things off when we return.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesch Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesch Company's team of experts can help you at gflesch.com.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Christian Encarnacion Strand will step in here for Cedar Rapids with none down in the home half of the eighth, leading things off. 4-2 West Michigan through 7.5 here this evening. The first offering to Christian off the plate, 1-0. Elsewhere in the Midwest League here today, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers lead Quad Cities 4-2, the top half of the seventh. Encarnacion Strand looks at ball 2 off the plate here from Sakura. Two and oh here from Sakura. Strike 1 on the inside corner to Encarnacion Strand, now 2-1. South Bend shut out Peoria 1-0. They walked off Peoria, in fact, as well. Great Lakes 7, Fort Wayne 5. 2-1, big wave and a miss by Christian at a fastball now, 2-2. Lake County up big on Dayton, 12-2 in the ninth inning. Lansing up 5-4 on Beloit in the seventh. Two balls and two strikes. Sakura here on Encarnacion Strand. Called strike three in the inside corner. A good fastball running back over the inside edge. As Encarnacion Strand goes down on strikes to open up the eighth, that brings Seth Gray to the batter's box. Another lefty begins to warm along with a right-hander. Double-barreled bullpen action for West Michigan down in the pen. Seth Gray, 1-for-3, a single and a pair of flyouts. First pitch slider there for strike one on Seth. Inner half at 79. Graybot brought home the go-ahead run on Tuesday against Sakura with a go-ahead sack fly. 0-1 fastball, fouled back, now 0-2. The lefty is Andrew Schaps down in the pen. The righty for West Michigan is Bryce Toussaint. Oh, and two from Sakura here on Seth Gray. Laced foul. Headed out towards the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion. Keeping the count here at 0 and 2. From the Southpaw, Gabe Sakura. Cedar Rapids had the first two runs of the games in the first two runs of the game in the first inning. Kyler Fedko with a two-run triple. 0-2 down and outside. And the Sakura slider, 1-2. Since then, this West Michigan pitching staff is bore down. Throwing up 7 straight 0s. He's going to put up 7 straight 0s. Attempting two here in the eighth inning. 1-2 bounced foul. Keeps the count here at 1-2. Going 4 7 straight 0s. Whitecaps with 8 hits tonight, the Colonels with 6. One ball and 2 strikes, Sakura here on the way to Seth Gray. Bouncer over the mound, right side and through, a leaping Jose King and Trey Cruz. The two converging on that baseball as Seth Gray will reach on that single, his second base hit of the game. Chopping that ball over the mound, both Cruz and King lunging for that baseball. Junior Severino will bat now with one down in the eighth. The tying run here at the plate for Cedar Rapids. Represented by Junior Severino. Gray with the lead off of first. Junior looks at a two-seamer off the plate, 1-0. Junior Severino has been on base twice today. A walk and a single. Fouled straight back now, 1 ball and a strike. For Seth Gray, that multi-hit game is his 14th of the season. 2 hits today for the Colonels left fielder. 1 ball, 1 strike, wave and a miss there, and a good little slider back footing Junior. One ball and 2 strikes. Sakura rocks and goes, way inside. Fastball there at 92 as the count runs even. Balls and 2 strikes. Gabe Sakura peering on in. Junior in the right-handed batter's box. Whoa, way inside on the 2-2. Nearly hitting Junior. Count runs full at 3-2. Payoff pitch here from Gabe Sakura. Gray, a short lead off of first. Payoff pitch. Down and inside, ball four. It puts the tying run on base here for Cedar Rapids, and Kyler Fedko, who is responsible for the first two and only two runs that Cedar Rapids has produced today, will step into the batter's box. A meeting on the mound coming. For West Michigan, as Dean Stiles will head out to the bump to go chat with Gabe Sakura. Seth Gray with a single, Junior Severino with a walk. Fans looking forward to the fireworks show here tonight. Many of them already grabbing their laser swords. Home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer heading out to the bullpen to break up this meeting on the mound. Fedko would love to supply some early fireworks here in the eighth. Tying run on first, the go-ahead run here at the plate for Cedar Rapids. Meeting on the mound is over as Stiles heads back to the dugout. Kyler Fedko digging in, 1-for-3. The two-run triple back in the first. 32 runs batted in this year for Fedko. 11 doubles, 3 triples, and 6 home runs. Last home run was back on the 14th against Dayton. Way down and in. First pitch sinker from Sakura. 1-0. Gray off of second, Severino at first. Junior representing the tying run with one down. In the home half of the eighth inning, 1-0 to Fedko. Kyler lays off the fastball up now, 2-0. Wander Javier awaits in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. He's taken some good swings today, as has Fedko. 2-0, Sakura on the way here to Kyler Fedko. Big swing and a miss there by Kyler. Got a fastball up and he just missed it. He knows he just missed that pitch as he skips around in the batter's box. Now he'll step back in, ready for the 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Gabe Sakura here from the stretch. Fedko sends a ball out towards deep right center field. Maljeri chasing it towards the alley, and he makes the grab for out number two. Gray will tag from second and head to third. Junior Severino retreating to first base. Kyler Fedko flies out, advancing Gray to third on that fly out to right center field, and now Wander Javier. Javier today 0-for-3. He's flown out, struck out, and grounded out. Did a couple of balls very hard today. Double-barreled bullpen action for West Michigan. Lefty and a righty both warming up. Ben on the corners for Winder. First pitch hammered out towards deep center field. Ben Maljeri with the read at the warning track. Turns around, bombs away! Wander Javier with a go-ahead three-run homer. And Cedar Rapids leads 5-4 over West Michigan. Wander Javier with some early fireworks here tonight. 406 feet out to center, 102 off the bat. Maljeri didn't really look like he knew where that ball was until it sailed over his head, over the wall for a three-run home run. 5-4 Cedar Rapids. And now Will Harland will step in with two down and the bases empty for Wander. Home run number 6, RBI 30, 31, and 32. Harland lays off, ball one down and outside. 1-0 from Gabe Sakura here on Will Holland. Way inside, 2-0. How do you like that? Wander Javier with a go-ahead three-run homer here in the home half of the eighth inning. Way inside, 3-0 on Holland. It's Wander's sixth home run of the season, his second of the homestand. What a shot by Wander Javier. 3-0 from Gabe Sakura here on Will Holland. Called strike one as Will started trotting down the first baseline. A mistake pitch to Wander. And oh boy, did he make West Michigan pay. Three balls and one strike, Sakura here on Holland. Tassan up in the pen. Now Holland will call time prior to the 3-1. Dylan Noisy in the on-deck circle. 3-1 to Will. Holland fouls it away. Three balls, two strikes. Gabe Sakura here from the stretch on the 3-2. Inside, ball four. Insurance is aboard. Brian Pena has seen enough. Cedar Rapids leads 5-4. Wander Javier with a go-ahead three-run nuke to center. 5-4 Colonels. Tassan to pitch when we return here in the home half of the eighth inning.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use
every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Wander Javier delivering the go-ahead three-run homer here in the eighth inning to put Cedar Rapids up 5-4 on the West Michigan Whitecaps. Dylan Noisy will bat to face the new right-hander Bryce Tassan. Tassan on in relief of Gabriel Sakura. You're in the eighth inning. As Dylan Noisy will dig in. Tassan has pitched in the series. He was knocked around pretty good by the Colonels. A couple of runs against him in a third of an inning. He'll have two hits and two walks on one strikeout as well. Dylan Noisy steps in with Holland on first. A 5-4 Colonels lead. There's ball one down and in from Bryce Tassan. Tassan, a 5.68 ERA, 18 appearances with one start this summer. 1-0 here on Noisy. Lifted foul, now one ball and one strike. Wander Javier, the hero here tonight. putting Cedar Rapids up with that three-run shot to center. No action in the Colonel's pen, which means Miguel Rodriguez, just 16 pitches in, will be asked to get the ninth. 1-1. Called strike two on the knees there on Dylan Noisy at 93. One ball, two strikes. Right-hander Bryce Tassan peering in. Dylan steps back in. Tassan at the ready with Will Holland over there at first. Holland taking off. Noisy takes ball two down and in. Throw down to second, skips into center field. And Holland is going to head off for third. He'll be in without a throw. Insurance 90 feet away for Cedar Rapids. A throwing error by the catcher. Josh Crouch allows Holland to take third base. And now, a man 90 feet away for Dylan Noisy with a 2-2 pitch on the way from Bryce Tassan. The right-hander from the stretch. Holland off of third base. Noisy, a tapper back towards the mound. Tassan gloves, he gathers and throws low, but in time. For out number three, we move along to the top half of the ninth. The brand new script here this evening. Wander Javier, the go-ahead three-run shot. Miguel Rodriguez on to try and finish things out in the ninth. 5-4 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school. But she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Top half of the ninth inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids 5, West Michigan 4. Miguel Rodriguez out there to try and slam the door on this one here tonight. Cooper Johnson will step into the batter's box. Johnson, King, and Cabrera for West Michigan here in the ninth. First offering from Miguel is a strike on the inside corner. 87 on that slider. Bobby Malacky starts to throw in the Colonel's pen in the event Miguel should get into any trouble. Here in the ninth inning, 0-1. Just inside on a slider at 88. Now one ball and a strike. Rodriguez has picked up one win this season. He's 1-0. This would be an opportunity where he could potentially earn the win this evening. One ball, one strike, down and away now. 2-1 here on Cooper Johnson. Two runs in the first for Cedar Rapids, three in the eighth. Wander Javier putting the Colonels ahead 5-4 with a go-ahead three-run shot. Just half an inning ago, the 2-1 fastball up in the zone, cut on through, now 2-2. Good heater at 93 there from Rodriguez. Johnson calling for time prior to the 2-2. 8-9 in top for West Michigan here in the ninth. Johnson, King, and Cabrera. Should anybody reach, that might be a situation where Malachi would have his number called. The 2-2. Up high. Just high at 87. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez here on Johnson. Miguel kicks and goes. Lifted foul off towards the right side. Each of the last two nights, Cedar Rapids has held the lead in the eighth inning or later, and both times the bullpen has lost the lead. Three balls, two strikes. Rodriguez here on Johnson. Miguel rocks and goes. Popped up by our way out of play. Three balls and two strikes from Miguel Rodriguez. And the leadoff man, Cooper Johnson. Each side with eight hits. The Colonels have two errors. One for West Michigan. Each side has left on six. Payoff pitch. This ball blasted out towards deep left center field. It's a long run back for Holland. He's looking up. And we are tied at five. Cooper Johnson goes yard out to deep left center field, and it is a 5-5 ball game. Three nights in a row, Cedar Rapids leads in the eighth inning or later. And three nights in a row, they lose that lead. Cooper Johnson with a solo shot to lead off the ninth. And bring up Jose King, and Brian Dinkelman will go to the bullpen. Bobby Malachi will enter here after Rodriguez. King will face Bobby Malachi when we come back. 5-5 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. West Michigan and Cedar Rapids even at five apiece.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hi fans, this is Bobby Malachi and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Five all here in the ninth inning after Cooper Johnson leads off the frame with a solo shot. Bobby Malachi comes on in relief and the first pitch fouled right off the mask of Pat Winkle. 0-1 from Bobby Malachi here on Jose King. Malachi this year a 2.10 ERA. Over 18 appearances out of the Colonel's pen. 30 innings, 30 strikeouts and 12 walks. Malachi's had a stellar homestand. Just one earned run over 5 1/3. That's a 1.69 ERA. 0-1, called strike two. Change up at 80 miles an hour from Malachi to Jose King. Bobby hoping to keep this game even at five. Check swing on the 0-2. They appeal down, and no, he did not go. 1-2 from Malachi here on Jose King. The Colonels in the home half of the ninth. Mack, Winkle, Encarnacion, Strand, 9 top. 1-2 down and outside now. 2-2 from Malachi to King. Hey, 2-2 here from the Colonel's righty, Bobby Malacky. Flip foul up to our left. Bounce off the sweets and head straight down to the fence. Two balls and two strikes once again from Malacky here on Jose King. Downstairs, wasting a changeup load outside on King. For Miguel Rodriguez. Land that solo home run to Johnson, immediately pulled here in the ninth. The 3-2 fouled back again. Five-year score for Cooper Johnson. Home run, his first of the season. And now King with a line shot flared into center, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Go ahead, run on base for West Michigan with none down here in the ninth inning. We'll bring up Daniel Cabrera, 2-for-4, 2 singles, a flyout, and a strikeout today.
Left fielder number 31, Daniel Cabrera.
Daniel Cabrera digs in. First pitch popped up left side. Encarnacio Strand into foul ground. He's got a read, and he'll make the squeeze for out number one. Big first down of the inning recorded on the pop out off the bat of Daniel Cabrera. Trey Cruz now 0-for-4. Three strikeouts and a ground out today. 5-5 here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Malacky rocks and goes. This ball lifted out towards center. Drifting back on it is Holland. He'll get underneath and make the catch for out number two. Cruz flies out to center as King will retreat to first. And now two down for Josh Crouch. Crouch 0-for-4 with a strikeout, a flyout, another punch out, and then a fielder's choice. Cedar Rapids again in the home half of nine. We'll have Mack, Winkle, and Encarnacion Strand. First offering here to Crouch, missing outside for ball one. Slider there at 85 from Malacky. Not a big lead at first for King. 1-0, flared foul off towards the right. One ball, one strike. Malacky here on Crouch. Crouch calls time. He'll dig back into the batter's box prior to the 1-1. Malacky, glove at the belt, rocks and goes. This ball lined into right center field. That's down for a base hit. King racing around second. He wants third. Holland will throw to second. King in at third, standing up. Josh Crouch with a single. Batter on the corners now here for the West Michigan Whitecaps. The go-ahead run 90 feet away.
Right fielder number 8, Bryant Packard.
Bryant Packard 0-for-4, stepping into the batter's box here in the ninth. For Crouch, that's his first hit of the night. And now Mark Moriarty will pop out of the Colonel's dugout to go chat with Bobby Malacky here. King at third, Crouch at first. Bryant Packard came through with the go-ahead two-run single. On Thursday evening, that two-run single gave West Michigan a lead that they would not give up. Put them up 3-2 in the ninth inning. Packard with a chance to play hero once again, this time against Bobby Malacky. Bobby looks over his shoulder at Josh Crouch. Right-hander kicks and goes. There's ball one down and inside. 1-0 Mulacky here on Bryant Packard. Off the plate now, 2-0. King at third, he singled, as did Crouch, who stands at first base. Mulacky ready here on the 2-0. Way high and tight at 94, now 3-0. A walk to Packard would bring up Austin Murr, who swung the bat pretty well today. Murr with two hits and four at-bats. 3-0 Mulacky to Packard. Wave and a miss, big cut at a cutter, high and tight. Moves the count to 3-1 here from Bobby Mulacky. Three-one on the way. Laced foul. Up towards the lawn, just over the lawn, in fact, as the count runs full. Mulacky now 1 strike away from sending us to the home half of the ninth, drawn even at 5. King a huge lead off of third. He dances off the bag. Payoff pitch. This ball line towards second, caught by Junior for out number 3. We move along to the home half of the ninth inning. Your score 5-5 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Mac will lead things off as the Colonels trying to walk it off here tonight.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
West Michigan gives the ball to Jared Tobey here in the home half of the ninth inning. Charles Mack will lead things off to open up the home half of 9. Mack, Winkle, Encarnacion, Strand. Two lefties, then a righty to face the left-hander, Jared Tobey. 5-5 your score here in the bottom of the ninth. What a thrilling finish we've had here in the later stages of this ball game as Mack chops the first pitch foul. Past Hiro down the right field line, and Jose King will have to go pick that ball up and send it out of play. 0-1 from Tobey here to Charles Mack. Cedar Rapids was down 4-2 in the home half of the eighth. Then Winder Javier turned the game on its head. A go-ahead three-run shot to dead center. Cooper Johnson led off the ninth with a solo shot to draw this game even at 5. Strike 2 on the outside corner. A good little slider there from the left-hander, Jared Tobey. No balls and 2 strikes here to Charles Mack with Pat Winkle awaiting on deck. Tobey kicks and goes. Mack swings through a slider, and there is out number 1. Pat Winkle now 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Colonels have had 4 walk-off wins this season. not had a walk-off home run since last August. Strike one. Ooh. On the outside corner there to Winkle. Little balls and one strike. Toby here to Winkle. Left on left matchup. Winkle swings through a fastball at 92 now, 0-2. Winkle singled and struck out. Not originally in the lineup today for Cedar Rapids. Came off the bench to replace Alaric Soleri in the lineup. 0-2. Toby here from the stretch on Pat Winkle. Check swing and a pitch upstairs. They appeal down and no, he did not. Says Kyle Stutes. Count goes to 1-2 here on Pat Winkle. Last Colonel's walk-off was 6 days ago. Winkle fouls this back. 1-2 again here from Jared Toby. Frank Nigro with the walk-off single back on Sunday against Dayton. One ball and two strikes here from Jared Toby. Called strike three. Good slider for out number two. Two down here in the ninth, and now Christian Encarnacion Strand will step in. Encarnacion Strand 0 for 3. Pair of strikeouts, a walk, and a ground out. No activity in the Colonel's pen, which means Malachi would get the 10th should we go to extras. Toby rocks and goes. Upstairs, 1-0 here on Encarnacion Strand. Fastball at 93. Now Crouch will go out and chat with Jared Toby. 1-0 from Toby to Encarnacion Strand as the meeting on the mound is broken up. Encarnacion Strand digs back in. A dangerous hitter here. 1-0. Waved on and tipped in the mitt of Crouch. Now one ball and a strike. Encarnacion Strand with 15 homers this season. None of them a walk-off blast yet. Bounces the 1-1 foul. Count runs to 1-2. Seth Gray in the on-deck circle. One ball, two strikes. Toby here on Encarnacion Strand. Down and away at 89. A good take there on the changeup from Jared Toby. Two balls and two strikes here on Encarnacion Strand. Southpaw kicks and goes. Christian lines this down the right field line. This ball pretty well struck. Back at the wall. Bombs away! Ball game! Christian Encarnacion Strand walks us off. A photo finish here on fireworks night. Christian Encarnacion Strand mobbed at home plate. A walk-off solo shot out to right field, a line shot out to right. Number 16 of the season, and now one walk-off shot for Christian Encarnacion Strand. 356 feet out to right, 99 off the bat, sailing over the cost cutter sign. Cedar Rapids wins it, 6-5, your final here in CR. Christian Encarnacion Strand with a walk-off blast. We'll tell you all about it with the Colonel's postgame report in just a bit. 6-5, your final. Cedar Rapids winning on the strength of a Christian Encarnacion Strand walk-off blast. We'll be back in just a bit with your post-game report.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Christian Encarnacion Strand, the hero here tonight, as the Cedar Rapids Colonels walk off the West Michigan Whitecaps 6-5, your final here in Cedar Rapids. The fireworks going off in the distance here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Oh boy, did the Colonels bring the fireworks late here tonight. They got the scoring going early in the first inning, a two-run triple off the bat of Kyler Fedko, giving Cedar Rapids an early, and I mean an early, 2-0 lead. West Michigan would add a run in the third, then one each in the fifth, sixth, and seventh to go up 4-2 on Cedar Rapids. Colonels weren't quite finished. In the eighth inning, Wander Javier with a three-run homer out to deep, dead center field, putting the Colonels up 5-4. Cooper Johnson homered for West Michigan in the ninth to draw this game even at 5. Then, in the home half of the ninth, with two down and two strikes, Christian Encarnacion Strand, the man just does his thing. A walk-off solo shot out to deep right field. His 16th home run of the season, his 58th RBI, and his first walk-off home run. For the Colonels, it's their first walk-off homer since all the way back on August 17th of 2021 when Alex Isola walked off the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 6-5, your final here tonight. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is a proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 367 runs. And that means CarePro Health Services has donated 367 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. What a finish here tonight. Cedar Rapids improving to 44-24 with this thrilling walk-off win. The West Michigan Whitecaps falling to 32-35. For Christian Encarnacion Strand, that's his first walk-off home run of his professional career, his 16th home run of the season for Cedar Rapids, RBI number 58 on that towering solo shot laced down the right field line, sending it over that cost-cutter sign in right. For the Colonels, 6 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors and 8 and 6 left on. For West Michigan, 5 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and they left on 8. The winning pitcher here today is Bobby Malacky. He improves to 4-0. Jared Toby takes the loss. He falls to 0-2. A couple of holds today, both of them for Angel Reyes and Ted Stuka. A blown save for Gabe Sakura. Cedar Rapids winning it here tonight, 6-5 on the strength of a Christian Encarnacion Strand walk-off homer. We'll be back at it tomorrow afternoon at 2:05 p.m. first pitch here on the Colonels Baseball Network. The first 500 kids in attendance tomorrow will get a free baseball presented by UFG. Should be a fun one in the series finale. The Colonels going for a series win. They hold a 3-2 lead in the series with this walk-off winner here tonight. Again, the Colonels improved to 44-24. They're back to 20 games over 500. Ho-hum for the best team in the Midwest League by record-wise here in Cedar Rapids. West Michigan falling to 32-36. Both teams now 1-1 in the second half. Bobby Malacky, the winner. Jared Toby, the loser here today. That will wrap it up. The fireworks show coming to a close. What a night in front of over 3,800 fans. Christian Encarnacion Strand walks it off and sends them all home happy. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 2:05, first pitch, a 1:50. Colonels leadoff show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. From Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.